Hey everyone, my name is Danilo Petrovic.
I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Dennis Kudla.
I'm Evgeny Donsko.
I'm Henry Laaksonen.
I'm Peter Turepko, and you're listening to the Game to Love podcast.
Hey, welcome back, tennis fans. Here I am. I'm in the car. I'm doing a podcast, as you know, moved into the new place this week. We don't have internet yet, so I'm making the best of it here outside the new place near a petrol station where people queuing up for fuel like complete idiots. So I don't know what's going on in the UK. KG, how's it going your end?
Yeah, very well, mate. You can turn your mic up. I think I told you to turn it down all too right. low, if anything.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's better. Nice. And yeah, it's been a bit crazy, man. Good to finally get to speak to you and to do another draw preview. We've got some events going on. I think we've got four of them in total. We've got two men's right now, two women's. But just on what you're saying, the petrol story is crazy. I know we've been talking a bit about it off stream. What's happening in the UK right now, there's a lot of panic buying of petrol and fuel, and we're getting long, hour-long queues. All over the country. It's not just in where I am near London. It seems to be up north. Seems to be everywhere. And I'm just hoping it comes to an end because it is ridiculous. Some of the traffic just to go anywhere, all the roads are being blocked up.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It really is. That bus routes are being held up, and motorway services now have no fuel. So people traveling anywhere, I mean, I'm one of these people. I refuse to be a part of it. I don't know how you are with it. I'm totally against it. I just listen to what they're saying. We have enough fuel. As soon as people hear the word panic buy, even if they say don't panic buy, they go out. I mean, sort your lives out, people. Just stay indoors and just carry on as normal. I'm just not going to go out in the car probably for at least 2-3 weeks. Now I'm just leaving it there.
How ironic. Ben's not going to go in his car as he does a podcast from his car.
This is the only
I'm not going to go in my car. I've had enough of it, but he's in his car right now doing a podcast.
This is the only thing it's getting used for now. It's the studio now. The new GTL studio is the car. It's got a good sound, though, to be fair. So good isolation.
Yeah. No, it's decent, man. I'm just happy you could join me. I didn't fancy doing all of them on my own. I think everyone likes to have a little laugh at some of your picks, so it makes it more fun to have both of us doing it. The only difference with this bracket preview video is you're going to see my predictions on the screen this time. It's the first time it's ever happened. Usually we go through Ben's picks. Today on Game to Love, we're going to be going through my picks. So don't shoot the messenger, but I'm going to be just going with what I can do. Obviously, I get a lot wrong. Cheers, mate. What's that, Heine?
Yeah, I'm on the water. Doesn't matter if we're in the car. There's still another one going in.
We've got just quickly. I'll go to the chat. I'm not sure if you can even see it, but we've got. I obviously know my tennis. Saying now, that's what I call a dedicated podcast channel. He loves it. We've got Charging Bolt saying San Diego Open stacked. A lot of good players. You've got Murray, Rublev, Ruud. I know Murray's got a really tough first round draw.
Always.
Always seems to be the way right now, but that's going to be exciting. And we've got Gene, one of our patrons. How are we doing, mate?
Gene.
Hope no one's behind you. Yeah.
Well, mate.
It is a bit scary because it's very black, your background. So there could be someone in the back of the car. Or are you in the back of the car?
I am in the back of the car.
So there could be someone in the boot.
There's a hedge behind me, but there's a whole block of flats in front of me. So they're probably thinking if they can see in. They're probably thinking, what the hell is this new neighbor doing? So I just moved in about a day ago. They're probably thinking, this guy's a lunatic. The guy just sits in the back of his car with some bright light on with a microphone. What's he up to?
Well, you might get some police reports moving in the area.
Hopefully not. I've got a beer in the back. So, well, surely there's no engine on. So it should be all right.
I don't want to. This is the last thing I'm going to talk about this until we move on to the actual tennis. But you can get in trouble in the UK if you're drinking a beer in a car, if you've got your keys inside the vehicle. It doesn't matter if it's not on. You can lose your license doing what you're doing right now. Just so you know. And if there is police watching, just leave him alone because we need him on the podcast.
I've got one of those steering locks on, so I'm not sure how I would manage to get like driving.
No, it doesn't matter with the rules, mate. It's some ridiculous rules. But anyway, let's start off with this.
Mate, I lost them.
If you put the keys outside the car, you're okay.
Mate, one sec. I'll just chuck them out. They're in the hedge. So there you go. Sorted.
Right. Sophia Open. That's how we're going to start anyway. Today. We'll start with Sophia. And this is what I've got to share with everyone. This is the past winners. Ooh. The San Diego one, there is no past winners because previously it seemed to be a WTA tournament and there's nothing for the men's. But on this one, it's something we covered quite a bit because I remember last year we did the watch along for the Jannik Sinner Pospisil
final. Yeah, we did.
Neither of them had won a title at that point. Jannik Sinner did win in a very close match. Pospisil was playing great in the weeks leading up to that tournament and obviously at the tournament. Prior years, we had Medvedev beating Martin in the final, Basic, Dimitrov, Agut. So some good names who have won this event. I don't know if you want to take any of that into consideration. I'm not sure if we're going to see any of them apart from Sinner. Wow. Is Agut or Dimitrov there?
Mate, I'll have to have a look, but I don't think so. I think Jannik Sinner is the main man, really, in this tournament. He's obviously the reigning champ. We covered it. Obviously, that was his first ever ATP title, I believe, the back end of last year in Sofia. And it was a good one. We did the watch along for it. It was a very close matchup, as you can see there. Only settled in the tiebreak in the third set. But since then, I think everyone can agree he has, he's got better. I think he's going to consistently get better. Now, I don't know. I just feel like the tour events like this type of one, if he's won it before, he's got to be favourite to win it again. And I think that the 500s is surely his next target.
He's number one. He's the number one seed in this event as well, Sinner.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's his to lose, really. Let's see if he can take his title back from last year and regain it. We've got Ilaria here saying, oh no, JG. Thought Rublev would have lost to Ivo. I don't want to hear his prediction. Well, something I want to add to that. I did win the whole bracket for the US Open. So take that, mate, basically. Have a look at the bracket. And I may have got that one wrong, but I got a lot right and ended up winning out of every single person in the GTL community. I was number one. So I don't think you can get on to me about the US Open. Certainly other tournaments, but not that one. Let's get started with it. And
loving it, that is JG, a bit braggadocious there. Well, why not, mate? If anybody gets stuck into you, then definitely give it back. I definitely would.
Yeah, why not? Right. And here we go. The number one seed is gonna be Jannik Sinner. Do you want to confirm who the number two one was?
You want to go through the qualifiers first? Just
we'll go through the qualifiers, but quickly, who is the number two seed? I don't want to scroll down myself.
Bear with me one second. I can go into it. I'm on my phone, which is a bit Monfils. Gail. Come on, Monfils.
Who's been playing very well? We just lost the semi-final in the Mazzelli Open. He was doing all right up until that point. Lost out to, was it Buster or was it? It was either Buster or Hurkacz. I forget which one it was.
Yeah, it was one of the two. One of the two.
Anyway, it was Buster. Yeah, Buster. He lost 10-8 in the tiebreak in the second set. So it was close. And Monfils is playing well. So he could have a good run this tournament. But on to the qualifiers. Well, we don't know the final qualification yet. No. I think there's another round going to be happening tomorrow. But some of the names, obviously, we've got. Seppi, he can be very dangerous. We've got Majerzak. We know he's playing very well. Beat Maxim Krezi today. Pedro Martinez, he's looking good. Selik Bilak, a Turkish guy who I'm a big fan of, especially on the hard really court. He beat Gallon today in a really tight three-set match. So watch out for him. Gerasimov, he seems to always be coming through the qualifiers these days. And he can put up a result here and there. No world beater, but he's a good player. Obviously, Ilya Marchenko. I think this is only his second top 100 win this season. I don't know if you knew that.
Wow.
I forget who the other guy was, but I know he was tweeting about it earlier, and I thought that was quite fascinating. And it's quite a big scalp beating Cecinato.
Oh, yeah, massively. I actually saw him post that on Facebook earlier on today, and I just...
The other guy, Peel, was it? I think it might have been Peel.
Might have been, yeah. I think you might be right. But he's got the ability to beat anybody on hard courts, I think, Marchenko. He's really top. You remember that match with Vasek Pospisil, yeah, where he just about lost because of a dodgy line.
Should have won, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I think he has the ability on his day. He's a horrible draw for anybody on hard courts.
Yep. And the last one today, last match what went on was Casper Zouk versus Mahak. Awesome tennis players, yeah, two we really like. Mahak we've had on the podcast. And, yep, and Zouk, we know he's like the future of tennis. We think he's going to be a really bright prospect from Poland. He did lose, though, to Thomas. 6-4, 6-2. So another one to watch if he can qualify tomorrow.
Yeah.
So based off that, I would look at the qualifiers for Sofia and I would be super impressed. I must admit, I think there's some really class tennis players there. And yeah, I wouldn't sort of skim past them. If you are to see a qualifier for an ATP 250, it's seriously high. And I think the field, yeah, as we go down here, we're going to realize that it's a very stacked field in Sofia. It's a popular tournament. And it's not going to be that easy for Jannik Sinner, although he is the number one seed. It's going to be tough. And you can see here where we're starting, Jannik Sinner, we could be having the final potentially against yeah, Pospisil in the first round or the second round.
It's a bit mad.
How crazy
isn't it?
Is that?
How crazy is it that that's the way things have turned out? Because I don't know, Vasek Pospisil, maybe he's just not been winning enough matches, but he got to the final last year. You'd have to fancy Sinner, though, if he was to go through. Even though Vasek's a really good player, I don't know. Something about Sinner is constantly growing, and I'm not sure even maple syrup can help Vasek this time. What do you reckon?
Well, not for me. What you're saying? Pospisil's going to lose?
No, but I think Pospisil, if he goes through, he'll lose to Sinner.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to have him beating the qualifier. I'm then going to be going Emil Ruusuvuori versus Duckworth. Duckworth in crazy form. He's just reached the final of the other tournament. Which one was that called? Is it Nur-Sultan?
Nur-Sultan,
the Astana Open. And he lost out to Kwon Soon. And we was both predicting a good run for Kwon Soon. And he ended up winning the whole thing.
Amazing.
Which makes you think that we was onto something. Are we going to be onto something here? Like, this could be a tournament maybe Ruusuvuori wins or something like that. I'm actually going to be going... I'm going to be going for Ruusuvuori here to upset Duckworth. I think Duckworth could be the favourite maybe, but he's been in great form. I think reaching the final could be a bit tired, and I'm not sure if he's going to be at the best level to be playing another tournament straight away. Benoit Paire for Kina. This is a tough one. It really is, because both can be very inconsistent. I think I'm going to just edge towards for Kina on this occasion.
I'm doing the same, mate. Feel bad because Duckworth's had a really good last week, and I was actually really shocked from how well he played. But should we be that shocked? Because he's had quite a good year, to be honest, James Duckworth. He's really pulled out all the stops, and he has been winning some good matches this year. But Ruusuvuori, I think he's just a GTL favourite, and
yeah,
I can't.
He is someone we like a lot. We've got Tom asking, will Nole be in Pospisil's box? Shout out to you, Tom. Thanks for joining us. Most likely he will be, yeah. I know he's a big fan of him, but is he going to be trekking over to... It depends where he is. I know there's a lot of stuff going on at the moment. I'm not sure if Tom means because they've got the PFTA. I think there's maybe a meeting coming up and they need to be together soon. Or there's something going on around that. I'm not sure the ins and outs of it. But if they are and he's in the area, then maybe he could be there. But I can't see him otherwise if he's not got anything planned for the PFTA stuff. But moving on, let me just pick my section. I'm going to have Sinner to beat Pospisil. I'm going to go Ruusuvuori to beat Fekina. And then I'm going to go Sinner ahead in the section.
I'll try and go on. I'm going to go with the same. I'm going Ruusuvuori, Sinner, and Sinner head in the section as well.
Right. Move down. Next section we have Alexander Bublik.
Ooh.
And he's getting a bye through the first round at the number 4 seed. We've got Kuzmanov in Bulgaria, of course. Yep. Is he going to do well? The wild card against Lorenzo Musetti?
I think he beats Musetti. I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to do it for Tom because I know Tom's a big Musetti fan. I'm going to be pushing Musetti through this round. We don't know the qualifier yet, but I think I'm going to be going for the qualifier to beat Zhe, and I'm going to have Krajinovic beating Lazarov. And I'm then going to go Krajinovic here. I'm going to go Bublik, and you know what? I'm going to go Krajinovic heading the section. This could be a little bit of a resurgence for him, and he's due a good tournament, I feel.
I've quite liked Ema. Sorry, have I gone down a bit too far? Apologies. Yep. Yeah, I have. All right. Apologies. I've got Bublik, Kuzmanov. I think I'm actually going to put Kuzmanov through more. I've liked him here in Sofia last year. I was impressed with him. I think Krajinovic, Kuzmanov, I'm going to go with you, actually. I think Krajinovic, it's quite a nice draw for him, this little section. Yeah, I'm going to join you.
What, over Bublik?
Yeah, I'm going. Well, I've got Kuzmanov beating Bublik.
Okay, fair enough. It's bold.
Well,
next session, I'll let you talk about this. I know you've got Weimer here, who you really like.
Yeah, I think he's played really well. I know we both disrespected him in the last tournament, didn't we?
Yeah, we
both
said,
he's being replaced by Mikko Ema. All right, we'll pick the other guy. And look what happened. Ema won. So I'm going to go with Ema this time. Sorry, John, the Millman mailman. Do we know the qualifiers, though, who they're going to be up against?
Well, they've not even finished the last round, have we? So we don't know yet.
Camille is in there.
There's some good qualifiers. So listen, if I see one against someone who is beatable, I'm going to be opting for a qualifier. Here, though, I'm going to be going Millman. I'll stick with number three because we don't know.
Okay,
Munar, Giron. That's a pick-em. I'm not sure what way to call.
Going Giron on that.
I think I'm
going
to go Munar.
I'm going to go Ema to go through.
I'll go Millman.
I'm going to go Giron to go through as well. And I might have Ema head in the section.
I'm going to go Alex. I'm going to go Alex de Minaur to beat Minaur. Then we're going to have an All-Australian affair here. And de Minaur as well to win this one. I think he's another man who's due a good result. Him, Krajinovic, they've not had great years, have they? They've been a bit quiet for their liking. And I don't know. It's not the best logic that they're just... I just think this could be a good chance for them to do something well. They've got beatable draws. I don't think it's that tough for either of them. So, yeah, I'm going to be going for de Minaur on this occasion.
I would like to see de Minaur come back. I was so keen on him the beginning of last year. Just sad that he's not really at that level again. And he's such an exciting player. That's the problem. When those players don't, well, they sort of lose their way a bit on the court and they sort of, I don't want to say let people down, but when you provide a certain standard of tennis to the tennis court and you give the fans a little taster of what you're about, like he did in the ATP Cup last year, like someone like Gael Monfils does, I mean, in a way, he gives a level of performance that is an exhibition style tennis. And if you don't bring that to the court every time, your fans are sort of disappointed. And
he's young, though. Maybe we need to get off his back a little bit in terms of...
Yeah, I know.
He's not doing anything too wrong. He has won two titles this year, Alex.
It's the style, though. It's the style of the play.
Yeah, would you say for a young person to win two titles on the ATP main draw, it's not a bad season, is it?
No, I still think that... He is one of the players who's one of the most exciting hardcourt players out there in the youth of tennis. I just get worried that when his head goes down, he goes on like quite a substantial run of losses.
His level drops quite a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not like, I just have one match off and then I'm back. It's like five or six matches until he finds himself again. And you can't afford to do that. If you really want to be like top 10 throughout the year, you've got to really up that. So I'm hoping he can. I'm sure he can. Maybe he's just hanging around with Kyrgios too much.
Well, he's the real hope on the Australian side. So hopefully he does get back to it. And I've got him head in the section. You never know. I might even have him winning the whole thing yet. So let's see. This section, though, the Monfils section, so the right at the bottom now.
Go on, Gail.
Manarino, Mega. I've not been impressed with Mega, really. At all. Nah. I'm going to have to go Manarino.
Same.
This one's exciting for me.
Yes.
This really is. Andreev. I don't know if you want to bring up some of his recent results. I don't know if you're able to on your phone.
Yeah.
If not, I can have a little look now.
Yeah, I'll do it, man. Don't
have a little look because I want to have a little section to just talk about him because not many people will know and a lot of people will skip past him. But he's not just any wild card. And I think in Sofia, he could be very dangerous. And this could be a great tournament for him. I think Kecmanovic is beatable. Mannarino certainly is as well. And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but you could expect maybe him having a bit of a run here. I quite like it. It could be he's going to be an underdog in a lot of the matches. I know I had Taberna in the last tournament. Some people were laughing at me for. He was moving through the rounds. He did very well. He was an underdog in the first three rounds and won all of them. So could this be a bit of a Taberna story? I'm not saying he's going to win the whole thing, but I wouldn't be surprised if he even heads this section or gets close to, like wins maybe the first two rounds, and not many people will have him. So if you want to have that little differential, if you're feeling brave, Andreev could be the man.
He could be. It's really tough to decide on whether it's actually a good pick or not. I mean, his form is patchy at best. He lost recently to Lucoli, which is a really good French player. Yeah. I wouldn't say young. Is it Lucas Lucoli? No, Lauren Lucoli. That's it. He's 26, but he's a good French player. But other than that, his form's not been good enough for me to. He had great form back in May, Andreev, and he was really doing well. He was beating a few people, but no one really of caliber, I'd call it. So the way I look at this is Kecmanovic is 60 in the world. I don't think I'm going to mess around with this. I know it's in Bulgaria. I apologize to the Bulgarians, but I'm going to be going with Kecmanovic just based upon just level of competition they played. Kecmanovic has lost 6 out of his last 7.
Listen, I think Andreev beats him. I'm going to say it now. He recently played against Bonzi on a hardcourt challenger in Spain. And Bonzi is the challenger man. There's not many people better than him. And he lost, but in 2 tie breaks.
And listen, it's close.
It was 3 sets, sorry. And he lost in the final set of tie break. It just looked really close to the set. I think he's a class hardcourter. And I'm going to be going Andreev to win this one. I'm going to have him beating Mannarino as well. This one's pretty easy for me. I'm going to have Avashka beating Andahar. Yeah. This is a really tough one. I think it's going to be a bracket killer. Avashka, Monfils. I'll let you go first.
I'm going Monfils, mate. I think Monfils looked really great in the last tournament. I think Avashka looked good too. There was just something. He just fell down at the last hurdle in the last tournament for me, Avashka. I'm not sure what happened to him in the last matchup. Monfils was arguably more promising. I don't want to say definitely more promising, but I'm just really hoping that the real Monfils is back, and I've been encouraged by the signs. Yeah, he lost to Duckworth, didn't he? He lost in straight sets of Ashka to Duckworth. He beat Rusevori in 3 sets. There's just something that was more impressive about what Monfils did, though, on his little run. So I'm going to be sticking with Monfils. And I'm going to have probably Monfils head in this section, if I'm honest. He beat him Mannarino.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm a bit torn. I think I'm going to stick with Avashka, if I'm honest. I was debating maybe Monfils, but Avashka's going to be my pick. I've been really impressed with him. And I think Andreev, if he gets that far, that could be pushing it. So I'll have Avashka head in that section. So I think that sort of concludes the first few rounds. Yep. Let's go up to the top. And semi-final.
Yeah. We got the same.
Yannick Sinner, Krajinovic. So we've got the same there. How do you see that one going?
Sinner. No, nothing more needed to be said.
I agree. I think I'll go for Sinner there as well. And at the bottom,
I'll have Monfils Ema, and I'm going Monfils.
I'm going to have Dimonor Avashka. I'm going to go Avashka. I think he's going to make the final. I think he's been in such hot form this season. He's had a great year. So an Avashka Sinner final. Sinner in the final again. Obviously, he's the reigning champion of this event. Is he going to win it twice in a row? I don't think so. I'm going to be going Ilya Avashka to win Sofia for me. He's going to be my champion.
Probably a good choice. But I had him to win in the last one and he let me down, but never mind. We won't go on about that. Yeah, okay. So just conscious about the amount of battery I've got to go on. I'm going to probably have Monfils Sinner. I think I'm going to be having... God. I might actually have him on fees to win it, actually.
I don't think I'm going to go. Yeah. He's going Gal.
I'm going Gal on fees. I'm going to have Gal on fees to win it.
Lovely. So you've got Gal on fees. I've got Ilya Ivashka. We know what time that is, though, Ben. It is now dark horse time. Who's your dark horse for the tournament? I'm just going to make sure I save it. Don't laugh at me, guys. I literally put anything because it never really goes down to it.
I would say my dark horse for the tournament probably would be James Duckworth.
Okay, that's a nice dark horse. I don't know my one. I've not thought about it as I was going. I'll go and then I'm going to go and Andreev is my dark horse. And he's a real dark horse. Listen, I would love to see him go and win the whole thing. I think this bottom section could be a little bit easier because you're going to have two big guys going out early in Ivashka Monfils, opening up the draw a little bit. So you're only going to have to beat one of them and you've then got a nice little run. I think this little section here is pretty beatable. So I'm going to go and Andreev as my dark horse. I know it's a bit of a bold one, but I'm going to go for it regardless. So let us know in the chat, guys, who you have. I'll read some out. We've got Bjorn Hez here saying Weimer's going to be his dark horse. Kay's going Massetti. I'm sure Tom's probably got Massetti as well. It's not a bad one. Nida going, I reckon Sinner's going to be like the Svitolina of the ATP. So I don't think he's going to be picking Sinner. And Nida saying, I reckon Ivashka. Gene with his dark horse of Ruusuvuori.
Nice. I like Ruusuvuori.
Nice. So let's move on to the next tournament. And the next tournament is going to be San Diego. And obviously, this event has never been played before on the ATP. So we don't have anything to share. But maybe, do you want to go through some of the qualifiers for this one?
Yeah, I can go through the qualifiers. Don't worry about that, sunshine. Go into this. I got it on my phone, mate. Don't worry. I'm here. All right, San Diego, ATP. Oh, draw. Don't worry. Look at me. I'm just like spinning through it. The qualifiers are... Oh, look at these. There's some good ones in here, mate. I quite like it. We've got Caruso qualified against Holmgren. Gaio knocked out Kudler, which I was a bit surprised about. The last two to play are Kevin Anderson against Bolt from Australia. And then we got Darian King against Chris Eubanks. They're the final two.
So this is the final round, is it?
Yeah. So we got Caruso in, Gaio in, and it's between King, Eubanks, Anderson, Bolt.
So obviously the big name there, Kevin Anderson. You can't really skip past him. He could be, super dangerous in an event like this, in the hard course of America. I think he's dangerous. Kudler going out is a bit of a surprise. I agree with you there. But you'd have to say the qualifiers aren't generally as good. Apart from Kevin Anderson, I was the qualifiers on the previous event, Sofia, were slightly better. So take that into consideration when we're going through the bracket. I'll bring the bracket up right now. So let's just share the screen. One sec. So here we go. Can you see that all right?
Yeah, mate. Don't worry.
So San Diego, we have Andre Rublev as the number one seed. Is he going to play? That's a big question. I'm not sure. He's currently in Boston. So I'm not sure how far it is from Boston to San Diego. Any ideas on that?
Long. Yeah. One's in, Massachusetts, and the other one is all the way over in California.
Yeah. So whether or not he pulls out of this event or not, he is scheduled to play. I don't know if anyone knows in the live chat whether he is going to play, but I'm not sure what sort of form he's going to be in going into it because he's not going to have much time to prepare. But he has been playing some tennis, obviously, on a very different kind of gritty surface of the Laver Cup. I will talk about that briefly at the end or maybe on the next one because I know Ben's short on battery. Because we've got a women's one afterwards, so maybe I'll let you charge up and we'll do that one in a bit. But let's just get through these ones then. So we've got Fabio Fognini Nakashima. I think Nakashima beats him. I'm pretty confident with that. Lloyd Harris. Favorite. Yeah, we've got Lloyd Harris, who's currently, I don't know what he's doing. He's been a cheerleader at the Laver Cup currently, which is a bit strange. He's all kitted up watching. which I find a bit bizarre on the bench, but he's not playing or not an alternate or anything. I think he beats the qualifiers, having a great year. We've got Diego here. So look, we've got a lot of the Labour Cup guys all here, which makes me think maybe they will be playing. I think Diego will have a little bit too much for the qualifier. I think Morris Harris beats him, though. And then here I'm going to have, go Rublev, and I'll have Rublev heading the section. But
that's, is he playing?
It might not happen.
I might go, just in case it's not happening, I'm going to have Harris versus Nakashima.
I don't know if you saw what happened, by the way, in the doubles, Rublev Tsitsipas, but Rublev, he came to life in that final set. He was hitting the most insane forehand winners. I know there was talking about in the press in, on the little post match interview on the court, and he didn't quite believe it. Tsitsipas was like, "I want to play with this guy every week. I did not know he could hit shots like this." He was hitting, I forget the word he described it, but like thunderbolts or something like that.
Wow,
it was quite funny. And I think Tom's just sort of alluding to it there, saying Rublev was just licking City salt for energy. He'll be fine. So if Tom's speaking, he's saying Rublev's going to be fine. Let's take his word for it. He's going to be okay. And I've got him heading my section. Do you have the same?
No, I've got Lloyd Harris heading my section.
So you haven't beaten Schwartzman and Rublev?
Yep. No, Nakashima. I have Nakashima beating Rublev.
Okay, no worries. Let's move down to the next section. Another Labour Cup player, Denis Shapovalov.
Yep.
How do you see this one going?
Yeah, it's interesting because we saw Shapo get bageled by Medvedev, didn't we, the other day. I haven't been out. I've been trying to keep in check with what's going on in the tennis world whilst moving. And I just checked on that one, and I just was shocked that Medvedev was able to bagel him.
Are you really that shocked?
Well, Shapo is
this
one of
time of
ones...
year. Medvedev hardcore, won the US Open. Shapo inconsistent.
Shapo is someone people consider as someone who can challenge some of the top players.
Yeah, but you know what, mate? When it's not his day and things are firing off his racket, he's a bit like an Ostapenko on the women's. It just doesn't work for him. He's got the ability to get bageled by a lot worse players than Daniel Medvedev. Put it that way, yeah. So let's have a little look. Qualifiers, I'm not impressed with them at all. So I'm going to be going Taylor Fritz, Quick for Norrie. I'm going to be going Norrie. The Brits. Is it? Oh, yeah, we've got Big Kev. But yeah, I guess that could be tough, actually. Maybe I'm a bit disrespectful to Kevin Anderson. I'm going to go Fritz regardless because we don't know if that's going to be Kevin Anderson even.
Yeah, true.
Quick for Norrie. Are we going Norrie? The Brits are back. Radu Kanu, she's won the US Open. She Liam Brody. Won his first challenger.
Go I think
it was,
on,
was it today or yesterday?
Yeah, it was today. Today,
and that's amazing news. Cam Norrie's going to do it as well. He's going to get the win. I'm confident on it happening as well.
Indoor hard as well as for Liam Brody, which I was really impressed by. He obviously beat Huesler, I think it was a couple of months ago in straight sets, and I just thought it was in Switzerland. It was against Huesler. Was he going to be able to do it? But he did it. Straight sets again. Well done, Liam Brody. I mean, hats off to you, mate. You look at his recent run of form. It's really good form. So keep it up, mate. And hopefully we'll see you in some of these more main draw events very soon.
Yeah, shout out to Melez in the chat saying, Lloyd drove to San Diego from Boston in one day. That's like 3,000 miles. Well, we don't know if it was...
3,000?
Yeah, I don't know, but...
Sounds like a lie.
I don't know the whole story, but it seems a bit dramatic. That does, for sure. Dan Evans, I think he's going to beat Kwon soon. He's just won a tournament. I don't think he's going to go well for him in this one.
Norrie.
So we're going to have the All Brits second round, Cam Norrie Evans. And Cam Norrie is going to have his number, I think.
I'm going to go the other way. I think I'm going to go...
Cam Norrie loves it in the US and Dan Evans don't.
I know, because he's a college boy, isn't he? He's a college lad that... But there's something about me that tells me Dan Evans isn't going to settle for it this time. He's going to try and dig him out. And he doesn't want to allow Norrie a matchup with Fritz. So I know that probably the Wolf will be vying for it. But yeah, we're not going to allow it. Dan Evans for
no
me.
No worries. This next one, Cam Norrie, Shapovalov. I've got Shapo beating Fritz, of course. I'm going to have Cam Norrie head in the section.
Wow.
Bit of a hard one because he's going to have to beat some good players along the way, but he's having a great season already. Who's to say Cam can't do it again, especially in the US? He seems better there than anywhere.
Fritz for me. So, moving down. Got Hurkacz versus a qualifier. It could be, well, he's just won against Pablo Carreño Busta. Is he going to be, if that is Kevin Anderson, it's not a nice draw. That's what you got to remember here. So, I'm going to go Hurkacz anyway, just to be safe.
Yeah, I'll go Hurkacz as well. Karatsev, Delbonis.
Oh, go on, Karats.
Go on, Aslan. We'll give him a round, but I'm not sure I'm giving him much more than that.
Go on.
Delbonis has been doing, he's been doing well all year, actually, on all the surfaces. So I know you've got his T-shirt on, Aslan's. Martin Fucsovics, Dimitrov.
When we get the merch out? We got
as soon as you get Wi-Fi, we'll get the merch out.
Ah, there you go.
Sound like a good deal?
I like it.
When Ben gets Wi-Fi, we'll release the merch. It's basically done. This match here, I'm going to be going Martin to beat Dimitrov. I'll have Felix to beat Martin. Hurkacz to beat Karatsev. And, well, Felix Hurkacz is a bit of a tough one. I'm going to be going Hurkacz, head in the section.
Very dismissive of Dimitrov.
Well, go on, then. You put him through, then. I'll let you do it.
Well, I might put him through. I'm a bit worried.
Hurkacz just won a tournament as well, so it is a bit bold me putting him through. And I think he did. Well, we've got Kay saying he did the double, so maybe he won the doubles as well. I think he was doing quite well in that, so that's pretty crazy.
Martin has lost his last three, but he has won his only two matches against Dimitrov, and they're both last year, and they're both close matches. They've had him in three and in five. I think I'm going to go with you then. I think Martin's got his number. I'll go with
So you're slagging me off at the start and then you do the same thing.
Yeah.
All talk.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, mate. I'm going to go with... I might go Karatsev.
Oh, I've already moved on. Sorry, I thought you'd
I'm going Karatsev to beat Hurkacz.
Get that T-shirt off, mate. Put it in the wash.
Put
it in the wash.
I've had too many washes. It's fading. The lion is fading right now. I need him to just bring it back to life. I'm going to order a new T-shirt so it gives him a lease of life, I think. Anyway, I'm going to be going with Felix to knock out Martin. Probably Felix to knock out Karatsev, unfortunately. Go down to Sonego, Basashvili.
Finally, you took your time. Someone with low battery. Gosh.
Mate, I've got 19% on the phone.
Falling asleep over it.
40% on the Mac. I know.
40% is ages, man. Relax.
No, it was 85 when we started, so it's not ages.
We've got Lorenzo Sonego, Basashvili. I'm going to be going Sonego. I think you might go probably the other way, knowing you. Sebastian Korda's back. I'm not sure if he had an injury or something was going on with him. He's not been looking the greatest the last few results. I think he's going to have a little bit too much for Tommy Paul, though. I've not seen Paul for a while either. Both of these Americans have sort of been on the back burner.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone knows any stories about where they've been, but I think Korda was injured. Maybe Paul injured as well. I'm not sure.
It's a bit weird, isn't it? Like, Korda was sort of loving life, and then suddenly he went off injured against Basashvili. Not sure what the injury was. And... yeah, we haven't seen him since. Was that the US Open, wasn't it? Yeah, it was the US Open. Yeah. Bit sad. Before that, he lost to Tsitsipas in straight sets, and that was in Cincinnati. He beat Jair before that, lost to Sinner before that.
The big match here, though, Nishikori, Andy Murray, the two wild cards.
Yeah.
Doesn't really get bigger than that. That's huge.
Love it. I sort of love it, but I don't love it.
I feel a bit sorry for Murray, though. Seems to always be getting a tough draw now, first round.
Always. And it's two wild cards. It's just a bit mad, isn't it? And the winner gets Casper Ruud.
What a reward. The number two seed.
I'm going to go Murray.
You're going to have Murray beating Nishikori?
Yeah, let's do it. Well, I had Murray going through two rounds in the last tournament. Everyone called me crazy. And then going out to Hurkacz, and that's what happened. So I'm just going with it again.
All right, then. I'll go for it as well. I love Andy Murray beating Nishikori.
JG.
No, that's rare because I actually always go Nishikori. You know I always pick him, but not today.
Always the guy writing the story.
Guy Nishikori.
Indeed, mate. Indeed.
Some top players here, though. I really like these four players I've just picked. I'm going to have Casper Ruud, though, beating Murray. I'm going to go Sonego to beat Korda. Sonego, Ruud, Casper Ruud, head in the section. Be rude not to.
I'm going to have Murray beating Ruud. I'm going to have Basashvili beating Paul.
Oh, you just, what is your obsession with Basashvili? How much does my tennis pay you?
Quite a bit.
He must be definitely sending you some private tips for these videos.
I get him a lot. I get him a lot of exposure on the pod. So there's some new Basashvili merch coming soon. That's coming on the channel. So just keep your eyes out. I'm going to be having Murray heading this, that little section.
Okay, so you're going to be going Murray. I've got Casper Ruud.
Yeah. Murray Felix is the...
All right, well, let's go to the top first. That's how we do it, Ben. Come on. I've got Rublev versus Cam Norrie. I'm going to be going Andre Rublev. I think he's going to be all right to get there as long as the journey's not too bad, and considering the players. But considering everyone from the Laver Cup, see, I think it's maybe not as bad as I first envisioned. So hopefully they'll all be there. Hurkacz versus Casper Ruud. It's a tough one. I think I'm going to go Casper Ruud.
Is that the final or is that the same?
Yep. So I'm going to have an Andre Rublev Casper Ruud final.
I'm going to have Lloyd Harris versus Felix.
As your final.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
What's this? A banter? Is this just a joke bracket for you? You're not taking it serious.
Well, what surface?
No, I'm joking.
What surface is it on?
No, I'm just trying to get. I'm just trying to make you change your mind.
Come on.
No, it's not bad. Don't get me wrong. It's all right.
Come on. Who you got in your final?
I've told you.
What?
Ruud Rublev.
Oh, the 1 and 2 seeds.
Who did you have for Sofia?
Don't know. Can't remember.
Oh, well, I remember. Who was number one seed?
Sinner.
Who was number two seed?
Don't remember.
Monfils. Who was your final?
Who was my winner?
No, who was your final?
Who was my winner?
The two seed.
Yeah.
Who's my winner?
I don't know.
I've not said it yet, have I?
Garbage pick.
Well, no, I'm going to be going Andre Rublev. I'm going to be going the number one seed to win the whole thing.
Well, how about this then? Because yours is boring. And,
but you just you've just done a boring one in Sofia, so you can't get on to me.
I'm going to do more of a headline pick. That's why.
Well, go on then. Lloyd Harris wins.
Felix wins his first one.
So Felix wins his first final ever.
So there you go. this is why mine's more interesting than yours. Rublev wins after. This is not even news. My one, Felix, if he wins, that's news. So,
and what would you prefer to be interesting or right?
Well, I'm gonna have this.
It's not a well. It's a yes or no.
I love the right.
Would you prefer to be
final.
Correct or interesting?
I'll be correct and interesting, so I don't even have to worry about your question.
There we go. He's gonna be correct and interesting. Felix is gonna win his first tournament. Clearly, Ben's not been watching much Laver Cup because he seemed to bottle every match he played in, even when he was leading.
Who was
Felix? He's been a quality player, but he doesn't have the minerals. He bottled it against Berrettini.
Yeah, but Rublev's going to be out before he even knows.
He bottled it against Berrettini.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to play him here.
Well, let's see. Anyway, we've got an interesting thing here from Mele saying, Basashvili, is the merch going to be sleeveless?
The merch is going to be ruthless. That's what it's going to be.
Well, let's see. Let us know in the chat, guys, who you have winning. Dark horse time. Obviously, my main pick's going to be Rublev. Ben's is going to be Felix.
Felix, yeah.
And my dark horse is going to be Cam Norrie.
Andy Murray.
So we've both gone for a British dark horse. Yours, Andy Murray. Mine is Cam Norrie.
Yep. Camp
I think
Norrie.
Cam Norrie is the best British player right now. Is Murray the best in your opinion?
Nah, Raducanu is the best British player
no,
right now.
In men's tennis, who's the best?
Sorry. So yeah. I'd say Cam Norrie's definitely okay. He's having the best year.
All right, no worries. We agree on that then. So we've got different dark horses, both British players, different winners for this one as well. Let's see who can win. Just gonna stick something in for this.
Oh yeah, I need to
there we go. It's saved. It's all done. Just like that. How easy was it today? Not too bad, was it?
Not. It was all right, but I've got 32% battery, so I might have to go back in and charge up for a bit. I don't know. Right. Or,
yeah, you know, you can do that. That's all good. So we're going to be bringing you two other women's tournaments right now. Ben's going to go inside to charge his laptop because he's not completely homeless. He does have a house, just no internet in there currently. So I'll let you go charge it, and I'll see you back here in, what, 25 minutes?
Yeah, let's do it. 25, that'll be enough.
25/30 minutes, we'll be back. Hopefully you all join us for it. If you haven't already, please hit the like button on this video. Subscribe if you're new. And if you want to go one step further, check out our Patreon and sign up for as little as $3 a month. It really does help Game to Love out. And it means we can do this full time, and hopefully it can pay for Ben's Wi-Fi. So we'll see you guys very soon for the women's events. Good luck in these ones, and see you guys very soon.
See you soon.